The signed FTA with China certainly provides confidence for dairy farmers both within Tasmania and nationally, and it gives them confidence around the ongoing demand for their product from a key trading partner. Expanding market access is incredibly important to the future profitability of the entire Australian industry, and it certainly brings us closer to the Chinese customer, a market that represents about 30% of the total dairy trade.
Just how prepared are farmers in your supply base to grow?
Yeah, within Tassie we're relatively fortunate that our industry has been growing over a number of years. Certainly the industry has addressed a couple of key areas that they feel may be hurdles going forward to substantially increasing the milk volumes that the state produces. Firstly being the ability to attract the capital and on-farm investment. So not only giving investors and also existing dairy farmers, if they feel the want to invest into their business further to capitalise on this growing market and demand that we see. A second issue is probably around attracting people to work in the industry. And once again, an announcement like this really promotes the industry to those operating in other fields that may see dairy as a potential opportunity to go and work on farm and certainly work on farms within Tasmania. So this year, our average dairy farm will produce around 1.9 million litres and it will probably employ the equivalent of 3 full-time staff. So for many of those people, employing staff is a relatively new space that they haven't operated in before. So we need to make sure as an industry that we've got the right tools in place to firstly attract those people into the industry and ensure that we've got the right management systems to ensure that once they've learnt the skills and some know-how within of the game, that they continue to work in the dairy and on dairy farms.
And as far as the, you know, how quick growth and demand will come in from this free trade agreement, how quickly do you think that's going to come into effect? And then how quickly could it be that milk prices will go up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Fonterra's been in the China market now for a long period, so we've already got some really strong relationships with key customers, key food services, and also, importantly, some key brands within the market. So the evolution of this growth has been ongoing for a number of years, and we certainly expect that on the back of this announcement that growth will continue, and we're more than confident in the industry's ability, not only within Tasmania but nationally as well. So in other parts of Australia, we've seen milk volumes decline over probably the last 5 years. So there's, in the first instance, there's the ability for other dairy regions outside Tasmania to return to their production levels that they have been at historically, and which certainly is more than backed by the growing the demand in China.
Matt, does this deal now going forward with China mean farmers will be more profitable, or will they have to take on more of a debt structure to keep up with this the demand coming out of China now?
Well, I don't think that there's going to be an immediate jump up in milk prices, but look, we think it's a positive long-term step. As I said before, improves market access, so therefore hopefully it gives the processors that are handling our milk the ability to get into a market at a lower cost, and therefore hopefully we'll see the benefits of that come back, flow back through the industry to better on-farm returns in the longer run.
We know that the tariffs we'll see winding down in the years to come. How long will it take farmers like yourself to start stepping up to those margins to be able to supply or keep up with that demand?
Well, I think obviously for each farmer the decision is different and based on what their resources that they've got available to them and what they're aiming at in their own businesses. So we've seen Tasmania's milk production grow quite consistently over the last number of years, and I think it just will continue that trend, really.
One of the main challenges that Tasmania is facing, and it's something that was in play even before a free trade agreement was signed, was a skills shortage, particularly around those managerial middle levels on the dairy. Is that how much of a challenge will that be going forward, and is that something you've experienced yourself?
Yeah, well, certainly it is an area that we're focusing on. Yes, definitely, but we also see that the dairy industry has got tremendous opportunities within it. And as farmers, I think it's important that we are able to show the people that are working within our businesses the pathway that they can progress through the industry and just what wonderful opportunities it actually presents for them as a career choice.